well Mr. Ashman does today. He saves us any money. Bragging.
At least there's truth coming, right?
Good morning. I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is in the Fenwick Island area, to include parcels along Route 54 from Lighthouse Road, primarily from Lighthouse Road, from West Line Road to Dickerson Road, as shown on the map. Engineering departments receive requests from three property owners in this area requesting that we extend our Route 54 project. One of those reporting an existing failing on-site system requiring frequent pumping. We'd like to take this opportunity to extend the Route 54 project out to serve these potential customers along Route 54. This short extension can be completed at a 5% additional construction cost to the existing project. And the existing project has a schedule to advertise May 21st and 28th with a pre-bid June 1st and a bid opening June 21st. Residential customers will have the SCC fee rolled into their financing. Commercial will pay the SCC fees in place at the time of connection.
Now we just approved not long ago, sewer down to this point, right?
Correct. The hatched area that you see to the far left was where we extended when we did the original Route 54 expansion.
Right.
These parcels, some of them had sent us petitions previously. We did not think we could get this far with our design. We realized we can reach farther than we thought we could. And it kind of came at a good time because they started requesting again that we extend this.
Does this addition here have any impact on the other project?
Yes, Mr. President. This has a great impact on the other project. What you just introduced a few minutes ago was the construction of the hatched area to this point here and this point. The actual design stops right here, actually, right now. So, having said this, the monies approved, as Mr. Ashman said, would only change very insignificantly, 5% or less, if you were to approve this extension. But it would greatly increase the user base, allowing Ms. Jennings and I to implement a rate which would support what was previously stated in our public hearings.
And if, for some reason, we didn't extend this, what impact does that have on the one we've already?
We would be hard-pressed, if not prevented, from coming close to implementing the rates as stated during the public hearing process, which would essentially put our efforts on hold, Ms. Jennings.
That's correct.
They already have their own sewer system, is that correct?
The parcels which are occupied do. Some of them are not occupied, Councilman. I would say two-thirds occupied, John, maybe three-quarters. Three-quarters occupied.
Three-quarters. Yeah. Well, on that one corner, is that the Braziers?
Affirmative.
Huh?
Affirmative. Which,
okay, so the Braziers, so it's that corner back.
Mm-hmm. Up to Williamsville.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just got to answer the question. So, we've approved something. And maybe I misunderstood you. Are you saying if we just stop where we have already approved, that the rates we quoted for their public hearing we can't meet?
We cannot. The construction cost came in higher than we originally had. Mm-hmm. So we can keep going forward and say the new rate's $1,400. We can go back out and say new rate's $400 more than we quoted. Or we can try to bring in additional customers for a lower cost, and then the rate we could keep at what we had quoted at the public hearing.
Okay. And these people, have you heard? You've heard about how many of those three or four of these new
three,
ones here?
Three written requests.
So far.
So far.
And you would send out what? Just a letter asking something?
No, that we were approached. One was one of the original ones, and the other two are new approaches.
But to get this, you would send some kind of documentation out to everybody that's in yellow there.
No, that's what we're asking you to allow us to do.
I say if we do this, then you would send it out to them, and they would say yes or no, I want to be in the district or don't be in the district.
The They may say yes or no, but the fact is that you have to be.
We have the authority to extend anyway.
You have to be contiguous.
Correct.
And we're not supposed to carve out pieces. You see, like the piece you see to the right, on the top, the larger piece, was carved out really in not strict accordance with Delaware code, because that sort of broke the continuity on the north side of Route 54. And we sort of jumped around it on the south side.
Right. And then jumped back over.
I think if I'd been there, I would have strongly advised you not to do that. But, you know, like, I wasn't here at the time, and circumstances were that it was done. I wasn't going to say, it's probably not what the law intended when the law said contiguous.
Well, would we contact that property owner, see if they now want to be in, by any chance?
I'm trying to correct something we should have already had in the first place.
But my question is, Mr. Axman, will you send them something asking them, do they want to be in a sewer district?
I have reason to believe that the property owner initially did not want to be in the district. However, you know, like, we're not supposed to make this decision on a parcel basis.
I'm just saying, it makes sense to me that you would at least ask them.
I think at this point it would be advising them that we have a hearing.
Sure.
In other words, you're going to tell them they have no choice.
No.
We'll post the information to them that there will be a public hearing and give them the opportunity.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's what
I would sort of want them to have the ability if they wanted to be in there.
Well, that's a good question.
You wouldn't say you can't come in because you didn't want to 10 years ago or something.
I'd say the same thing what you were saying.
Yeah.
So the input will be heard from the people.
Sure. You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Williamsville Phase 2 expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels primarily from West Line Road to Dickerson Road along Route 54, Lighthouse Road, as presented on June 6, 2017.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll vote yes, but also a comment was, you know, usually we extend sewer at a request of developers and stuff like that, because I like extending sewer to when we have a development into progress and or they need it and do it all simultaneously. And it seems like if we do too much of this, we're just extending sewer and we're increasing property values, and we shouldn't be in the business of that. But, you know, there's no proposed projects or anything in this.
Agreed, but when we were originally petitioned, two of these parcels were there.
There's a lot more than two, but I'm just saying that in the past, you know, the county hasn't aggressively extended it. We've responded to requests more so than just two to create districts. But anyway, just caution you. I know what you're trying to do, trying to cover ourselves a little bit because of the cost, and this little extension will help that. But it also enhances, you know, property values, and we shouldn't be in the business of doing that without knowing what we're going to get.
So your vote will be
yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
And I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Don't remind me.
He's good to go.
Just go along for the ride, Sam.
This is sort of our house cleaning thing here. Engineering Department appeared before Council on February 14th, 2017 to request permission for the Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for a public meeting to establish a proposed boundary for the Mulberry Knoll Sanitary Sewer District. The Engineering Department held the public hearing on March 11th, 2017, and Council approved the final boundary on April the 11th. The Engineering Department held a referendum on May 13th, 2017 from 9 to 1 at the Metropolitan Community Church on Plantations Road. The results of those referendum are as follows: 49-4 and 17 against the creation of the Sanitary Sewer District. At this point in time, I need approval of a resolution to establish the district.
Okay. You have a resolution?
I do.
Short title or something?
Resolution of Mulberry Knoll Area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, declared under the provisions of Title IX, Chapter 65 of the Delaware Code, whereas the eligible voters of the proposed Mulberry Knoll Area approved the creation of the sewer district by a vote of 49-17 in an election held on May 13th, 2017.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
May I say one thing?
Sure.
Can you bring this back up, please? Mr. President, we, the engineering department, chose to proceed with this in a standalone fashion, forcing a vote of the citizens. Because you could have annexed it into numerous districts otherwise, without a vote in the process you just saw in the Route 54 discussion. However, that would have set us up for the same confrontation, which says there's some people in favor and some not.
Right.
If you look at the complexity of the Route 54, you have a clear majority of the overall, but we chose to cut the corners off in certain places to eliminate some of the people who did not respond or did not petition. So saying that, that doesn't mean that you would have not carried the Route 54 area as a standalone in a similar majority fashion.
Right.
So sometimes I tend to think more often than not, it is better to give you the opportunity to look at it in this way with a clear vote. And that sort of eliminates this, the people who may feel strongly one way or another are the ones coming out, and you may get an impression which is swayed one way or another, depending on the testimony. This way, you see it in a vote, you see it in a certified voting pattern,
sure.
And you can make a decision that way. So I just want to sort of let you know how we are thinking about these things.
Sure.
That's why you'd like.
He's implying, Mike, that we're easily swayed.
Well, we might be. Who knows? I don't think so, but you never can tell.
But I think it establishes.
No, that's a good process, sure.
What happens is it gets on top of George's head.
Sure, that's got a whole ways to go.
Sam's the only one easily persuaded.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have one. Selbyville Middle School is requesting $1,500 for their Heart in the Game health fair. Heart in the Game was developed to create awareness of sudden cardiac arrest in children and young adults through EKG screening, CPR training, and AED training. This grant will help cover the cost to do EKG screening of all athletes at the school. There have been no past grants for this event.
Pleasure, Council.
Looks like it's half of what they were looking for. So, meaning that they're needing 3,000, they're asking us for 1,500.
That's correct.
You want to share, Mr. Cole?
Yeah, let's.
All right. So I would propose 750 from each of the districts, Mr. Cole, as well as mine.
You second, Mr. Cole?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,500 to the Selbyville Middle School for Heart in the Game Health Fair, being 750 from Mr. Arlett, Councilman District, and 750 Mr. Cole's. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are four. The first is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential plan community, to a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential plan community, to amend changes zone number 1764, that's ordinance number 1770, conditions 17A and 17D, to extend time frame 1 year for certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 373 acres, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it. Next.
The next one is Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a wedding venue within an existing barn on approximately 2 acres around the barn to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 49.12 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a concrete form business and equipment storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 0.6889 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a recreational facility, office, caretaker house, equine assisted therapy, and stables to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 9.38 acres, more or less.
I introduce it.
Let's introduce it.
That's all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
George, you want to go?
No comment.
I have two.
Charlotte.
I got two correspondences this morning, one of which was from a Dawn Ferguson, whom I do not know, not even sure where she lives, but it's in reference to a concern that she had regarding HB 189 and its effects on Sussex County utilities, planning and zoning, and safety. So I guess with that effect, I don't know if anybody else got this. I don't know if it just came to me or came to all of us.
Everybody got it.
But I'm hopeful as we head into the last month of legislative hall that we can start getting some weekly updates. I know in years past we have.
Sure.
With respect to what's going on in Dover, how it can affect this county, and so I think that's something that I would be seeking is some kind of weekly updates as it relates
sure.
To that.
We'll make sure we do that.
That would be great. And then, of course, also received a correspondence from Mr. Jim Martin, as I think you might, regarding from ACE, hoping to get back on the agenda talking about some affordable housing and options that he's, to present to us.
Get him on there. Yep.
So,
yep.
And that is all.
Anything else from councilmember comments? Councilmember comments.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Audible, yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned.